Exodus chapter number 5, verses 1 through 3. For His glory. You're here this morning and you're probably in debt. Yes?
Yes.
I'm going to make the assumption that it took you a long time to get in debt. Is that true? It just happened overnight. I mean, you did a whole lot of crazy stuff to get there. It took you a long time to get in debt. So allow me to take a long time to talk this morning. I want to talk about something this morning. I'm talking about this glory. Glory has to do with the manifestation of wealth. I thought glory was just standing in the presence of God. And so when you begin to look up things and you discover them in their original meaning, sometimes what we, or how we define something in English has nothing to do with what it really meant. So be patient with me this morning and allow me to go here, there, and over yonder. So it's going to take a little time. We generally shoot for the hour and 15 minute thing. We won't make it today. That's a problem for you. There's one door, two doors, three doors, four doors, five doors. But somebody came this morning because they need to hear. Somebody came this morning because they're really in debt. And they didn't come to church just to clock in. They came to receive something. I want to talk to some people this morning that came expecting something from God this morning. That's what I want to do this morning. I want to begin this morning with a secret that I want to share with you. And I need for you not to share it with anyone. That's the reason they're going to tell it, right? The secret is the person sitting to your left and your right, they are in debt. Now, you okay? Just the ones to your left and to your right. Now, somebody here this morning realized that you're sitting to someone's right. Everybody is in debt. There's good debt, there's bad debt. Debt necessarily is not a bad thing. But I want to deal with the bad debt. But before we deal with the debt, we have to deal with the promises of God. Because this morning, people find themselves in all types of situations. You have a mortgage on your house that is worth more, or you owe more than your house is worth. We're driving cars, double-digit interest on a car. I'm not talking about like 10%. I'm talking about like 21% on a car. We have student loans today. Balances on student loans today that is greater than the cost of a starter home. We find ourselves in situations and we really see no way out. Did you know that if you have a credit card with a balance and that balance is more than your annual salary, mathematically speaking, it's impossible for you to pay it off?
Right.
something called interest rate. God called us to be the head and not the tail. I need to talk this morning. I ain't trying to preach. I need to talk. We need to hear. God called us to be the head and not the tail. He also called us to be the lenders, not the borrowers. We live in a society where the norm is, if you ask someone how they're going to pay for it, is credit. That's not God's norm. We've adopted that. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So I want to change the way that you think about things. Sometimes one of the hardest things to do with clients, new clients of mine, is to get them to think and to trust a new way. Because they are used to doing it just like this. And then I'll remind them, but you've been doing that, and where are you now? So you can't continue to do the same thing expecting a different result. So we have to change the way that we look at things. Even though you need to change the way that you look at things and the way I look at things, there's a system, there's a Pharaoh, there's a government that is in place to keep you where you are. So they change districts, voting districts. They implement new policies and laws, not to help you, but to keep you enslaved. God didn't call you for that. God called you so that you can be free. But how can you be free when you wake up and it's someone calling you on the phone, reminding you that you need to make a payment on a bill? You knew that. You could call them. So you look around, you look in the environment. When you look around, you look in the environment. Unemployment. Everything is wrong. And if you're not careful when you look, you'll say there's no hope. This morning I want to introduce you to Mr. Hope, Mr. Possible, Mr. I Can Do All Things. If you believe in God, allow God to change you, there's nothing that you can't come out of. Amen. And I say this and don't even need the Bible to say it. When I graduated from college, I had debt. Like for real. Not a little bit, for real. I questioned whether or not that education was even worth it. So you have all this debt and you're still trying to now find a job. Once you find a job, you need credit to move into an apartment or a house after you get the job. And today you probably need your credit in order to get the job. There's a system that is stacked against you. Pharaoh is still alive. Because Pharaoh is still alive, we have to learn how to deal with things. And so the first thing that we have to understand is that the Bible declares that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. It's okay to be ignorant. It's not okay to be stupid. Ignorant is, I just don't know. Stupid is, I know, but I refuse to do. Okay. So we have to get the knowledge. We spend time learning other things, but we don't want to learn financial principles or biblical principles. Everything everything that you need to survive and thrive is in the Bible. God simply wants us to get it, to ask Him for wisdom. When we ask Him for wisdom, He gives that wisdom. And He says, now that I've given you the wisdom, I need you to do one thing for me. I need you to write the vision and make it plain. That's a business plan for you that stood up this morning with your business. You got to have a business plan. You can't get from here to Egypt without a map. You can't be successful in business without a business plan. You cannot do it. It's cheaper to make a mistake on a piece of paper, tear the paper up, start all over again, than it is to do something stupid and it costs you $5,000. Put it on paper. Okay, this ain't church this morning. Okay, it's fine. Okay. Habakkuk says, write the vision. That's a plan. And make it plain for them that read it. That's a partnership. So that they can run with it. That's performance. You got to have a plan. In other words, you got to have a vision. You got to know where you're going. Once you discover where you're going, you have to be intelligent enough to understand you can't get there by yourself. So you always need to partner up with someone. Someone that's going to see you through the tough times. Someone that really got your back. Someone that you can tell your business to and they won't tell it all. Somebody that's praying for you. When you partner with someone, the Bible declares where two or three is gathered together in my name, He says, I'm in the midst. It works in business. It works in spirituality. It works everywhere. What God says in the Bible works also in the environment that we're living in. So now that you partner with someone, He says, now you got to run. You got to perform. You got to do something. Faith without works is dead. You can believe all you want to, but until you do something, nothing is going to change. You can sit on the porch with your welfare check as long as you want to, but unless you get up, nothing is going to change. I know some of y'all are not coming back to life changing, but that's all right. I'm going to talk about welfare. I'm going to talk about a breakthrough. I'm going to talk about getting up off your butt. I'm going to talk about doing it. I'm going to talk about trusting God. I'm going to talk about disconnecting from Pharaoh. I'm going to talk to you about the vision. I'm going to talk to you about the dream. I'm going to wake something up. So He says, write the vision and make it plain. Now, you start off, whether business or life, you got a plan. You partner with someone, and then you begin to do the thing. As you begin to do it, sometimes it doesn't work. I understand it. If what I'm about to say is a little bit distasteful. I want to talk about ties. Listen to what I'm saying to you. When you begin to perform, you begin to do what God is calling you to do. You have to take a seed and plant it in order to get a harvest. Amen. If there's no seed in the ground, nothing is going to come up. A $5 tip is not a seed. The Bible declares, will a man rob God? We understand that what that really has to do with is the priest who had all the little storehouses, and they were preventing people from eating and from sharing. But it works for you as well. Tithing has to do with a tenth. It means take your paycheck, multiply by 0.10, and whatever it is, that's what you give to God. Simple. Simple. But have you ever noticed that sometimes you tithe, but your situation never changed? Listen to me. Tithing allows you to maintain.
Amen.
Yeah. If you come to church and you pay your tithes, All that does is allow your situation to maintain. You don't get an increase from tithing. You get an increase from offering. That's why you bring in tithes and offerings. You got to tithe. You don't get credit for that. It's the offering that the supernatural is in. It is in the offering that the overflow is in. It is in the offering that God says, now I recognize that.
Hallelujah.
See, you got to learn how to sow your seeds and how to water your own seeds. Mm-hmm. When you begin to do that, then you give God something to work with. Notice what it says here as we were reading this morning. Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh, and they said, Pharaoh, God said, let my people go. We're not dealing with Pharaoh this morning, but we're still dealing with a system of government that is against you. So the same thing still applies today, is that the system that we live in, the environment that we live in, gotta let you go. God is still saying to the world, let my people go. Because we're still enslaved to some stuff. We're trapped up in credit cards. We're trapped up in some doggone car rims. We're trapped in some daggone radio in a car. We gotta find us clothes today. What is really going on with us? We go out, we try to impress people Christmas. We buy stuff on Christmas and it take your tail to next Christmas to pay for it. You crazy! Moses says to Pharaoh, let my people go. Pharaoh says to Moses, that's free labor. Why would I let the people go? Who's going to work for me free? So, do you really think the credit card company's going to let you go? They don't do anything. All they do is loan you money, and the free labor is the interest that you pay. 21, 22, 39%. That don't make no sense. You're still a slave. You can walk around, praise God, do what you want to do, but you got to change your situation.
Amen.
You scared to pick up your own phone that you pay for at home. What kind of foolishness is that? You pay the bill. Somebody call and you say, I can't pick it up. Why? It's yours. Pick it up. Well, how will your situation ever change? You can't change it independent of God.
All right.
Watch this as really move somewhere. And that is, you gotta allow God to favor you. You gotta allow God to favor you. You gotta receive it. Favor. F-A-V-O-R. Favor. The F is fairness. Understand about favor that favor is not fair. God is not concerned how you got there. He's concerned if you want to confess to Him, change your ways, He'll favor you. He'll allow you to come through some stuff that mathematically speaking you can't come out of. But God loves it when the odds are against Him, because when the odds are against Him, His amazing grace steps in. When grace steps in, God begins to break the shadow and the shackles off your feet. Favor. It's not fair. Understand then that, A, you got to accept what God is doing in your life. God will do it. God will put you in a position. But you got to accept it. See, sometimes God is blessing us or putting us in a path of blessing, and we keep rejecting it. And God is saying, would you like it like this? No, because I don't like him. I don't like her. I don't care about you. If you're a blessing to me, I'm going to take it. I don't care nothing about you. I don't care if you talk about me. If God puts you in a path to bless me, I'm going to take it. I don't care what you think about me. If God put it there, I'm going to take it, because I understand that I got to accept what God is placing before me.
Yes.
Got to accept it. The V is that you got to have a vision. The Bible declares, but seek ye first. Seek is I know where I'm going. I'm coming after something. It's a vision. You got to envision success before you live in. If you can't see it, it ain't gonna happen. If you can't see it, you don't believe God to make it happen. You gotta see the thing. And you gotta see it when the odds are against you. You gotta see it when you first start. You gotta see it when the account is negative. You gotta see it when they say it won't happen. You gotta see it when it's dark. You gotta see it when you're in the valley. You gotta see it when you got dirt and everything all over you and it looks bad. But you start talking about your daddy. Start declaring what your daddy can do. Yes, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I know what it looks like, but let me tell you about my daddy. Because I know my daddy been through some stuff. Won't God deliver you? Won't God bring you out of some stuff? Have you ever tried God been down and out? But somehow, when you put your faith in God, God says, come on, I'm going to get you out of this. But God, do you know the odds against me? I don't care. Every step you take, baby, I'm going to honor that step. I know what they say, but let me tell you what I said about you. I told you no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I know what they said, but I told you that I put a hedge of protection around you. But you heard about what they say. You got to accept it. It's order. You got to understand where you are when you begin to pray that God says, I have permission to order your steps. Now, when Moses said to Pharaoh, God said, let my people go. God eventually delivered them. But watch what God did. God delivered them and took them through the wilderness. You think where you are has no value, has no place. It's the wilderness, but the wilderness is to get you ready for what he is about to do. You don't learn when times are good. You learn in the tough time. You in the wilderness, you need to begin to praise God. You need to just, God, I thank you. And understand about the wilderness. You can be there for 40 days or 400 years and your shoes still won't wear out. Because God says, and so there they go for 400 years through the wilderness. I wonder how long you've been in your wilderness. I wonder what's the stubbornness that's stopping you from receiving what God has for you. And so the people says, you know, Pharaoh, you let us go, but Moses, you could have left us back in Egypt. In other words, why did you bring us here in the wilderness to kill us? And not only us, but the children and the babies and the wives too. See, sometimes when people are going through something and they don't have the faith, they'll do the pity party thing on you. Don't you let nobody treat you like a trash can. You hang up on me. I know who I am. That's how you feel, but I know the God inside of me. I know what God said about me, and you got to rely on the promises of God, and God has promised you that he'll order your steps. And so sometimes you find yourself going through something, and you say, this is not necessary, God. You can just bless me today. All this kind of stuff ain't necessary. And what you're doing to me, and what you don't understand is the stuff that you think is not necessary, that's the blessing right there. So he says, let my people go. They begin to march through the wilderness. God is ordering their steps. And then one day they wake up and say, God, I surrender. The R is to receive. You got to receive what God's doing in your life. The things that he's placing before, just receive them. Oh, Lord, I'm not worthy. True, but just receive. We're talking about faith. Oh, God, do you know what I did last night? Yes, I know what you're going to do tomorrow night. But just receive. God knows. He knows. Listen to what God says in the book of Proverbs. And I'm closing. Listen. God says the wealth...
is laid up for the just. I'm the just.
Do you hear? He says the wealth of the wicked is it's just laid up, just sitting there, just laid up. Got your name, you know, Mr. Tom down there that always robbing folks, and he think that he's saving for his retirement, and God says, that's just laid up for you. Now, the Bible says that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. So in the latter day, this day, God has to transfer the wealth out of the hand of the wicked into your hand.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The things that they used to do, watch those doors begin to open for you. Where it used to take people 10 years to start a business, now God give you 10 days and the baby's up and running and making money already because you're trusting in God. See, God can do the supernatural. God can do the impossible because God will favor you. And I know people say you can't do it, but you got to tell them what God says. God says, yes, I can. God envisioned you. God gave you a dream. Baby, you got to live out your dream. You got to walk that thing out. I don't care what they say. You got to keep your focus on God. You got to believe in God. And now listen to what he said. I'm going to transfer from them to you. God is always about stewardship. So God can't transfer from them if you're not ready. You got to get ready to receive this morning. You got to get ready understanding that your stuff is on the way. You got to get ready so that when God releases it, you understand that you're in a position to handle it. I'm talking to somebody who your stuff is right around the corner. God just waiting on you to get it quick because he want to release it to you. I'm talking to somebody. Your situation looks impossible, but the God that you serve, he going to turn that thing around and he's going to supernaturally do it. Listen. Tithes and offerings. The tithes allow you to maintain. The offering costs an increase. When you plant it, you got to wait for it to grow up, right?
Yes.
But when God begins to restore something, it doesn't have to grow because it's already there. That's why he says, I supply all of your needs. In other words, you don't have to see everything in life. Some stuff is just in the supply house waiting on you. And he says, when your faith is right, just restore it. I'll give it back to you right there, right there. That's what we call a miracle. I don't know about you, but I need a miracle. God, I don't have time to wait for the seed to grow. I need it now. I got to take my step back. I'm going into the enemy's territory, and I'm saying, loose it and let it go. I'm tired of praying for it. I'm tired of asking for it. It's mine. I want it, and I want it now. And I can stand on your word. I can declare it right now. There's something in the Bible. It has to do with the first usage. The first usage is, if you want to know what God means about something, go back to the first time that he said it. The first time that God began to talk about glory in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, the glory that he speaks about, he talks about the wealth. Watch this. You're supposed to wear your wealth. You don't get it. You're supposed to wear your wealth. Every time somebody sees you, they should know that's God's daughter. That's God's. Look at her. Look at her. No job, but look at her. Looking good, smelling good, driving good. The daddy is taking care. I'm disconnected from this economy. I don't care nothing about a layoff. I don't care nothing about an unemployment rate. This is not home for me. And this place has no sovereign authority over me. The Bible declares in the book of Genesis, God says, and I will give you what? Dominion. I'll give you authority. Whatever situation situation you find yourself in, I need somebody to understand you got authority over your situation. You got authority over your circumstance. You got to open your mouth and begin to talk. You got to tell the devil to get back. You got to tell the haters they never run. You got to open your mouth and declare and decree the word of the Lord. You sit there. I'm not going to say anything. Instead of going to tell your tale. You gotta go, and you gotta get him to loose your staff. See, we've been under a system thinking based off what we can see, voiding out the word of God. That's why Matthew says the traditions of man make the word of God a non-effect. You can't see God because you're looking at what's going on, what they said, how things should be. No, baby, I'm not concerned about how things should be. Because what God does is God takes your little step and allow you to partner with somebody that will touch and agree in prayer, touch and agree in the spirit with you. And then God takes your natural self, touch you, and give you supernatural anointing, supernatural deliverance, supernatural healing. And the stuff that's been taken other folks 10 years to do, all of a sudden God says, it's yours. Right now, you got to claim what God is doing in your life. You got to reach out and receive it this morning. You got to understand that I'm not under this system, this world, this law. I am under something else. So let's change our thinking. When you begin to go through something, don't ask your neighbor. God says, come to me. Y'all remember that song, right? God says, don't ask your neighbor. Come to me. And then the song says, don't be afraid. I wish I could say but he says, don't be afraid. In other words, he says, come boldly to the throne of grace and cast all your cares upon me. The thing that you think will never happen, he says, give it to me. Watch me work it out. The situation that you think you're stuck in, he says, give it to me. Watch me work it out. The thing that you've been asking for, he says, give it to me. Watch me work it out. The impossible thing, he says, if you cast it on me, he says, watch me. I love you. And see, when love has anything to do, the Bible declares that love covers a multitude of sin. Yeah, I jacked up, but he loves me in spite of. He loves me just because he created me. This image. So I'm supposed to look like him. That's the glory. The glory of God is I look just like him because he created me in his image. And I don't mean a physical look. I'm talking about walking in his stuff. You do know your daddy owns everything, right? So you're supposed to be able to walk in everything. Everything. See, to be successful in life, you got to claim stuff that's not even there. When God shows you a vision, it's not manifested yet. So you got to tarry. You got to abide in him. You got to wait on God. Never, ever, ever lose hope. Hope. Never lose hope. You can take everything else. Hope, faith, you can't take that from me. If I have that, everything that you lose in the process, if you already had it, he can restore it. Just like that. He can restore it just like that. I'm speaking to someone this morning in closing that need God to restore something. Oh, you're seeding, but you don't have time for the next year's crop to come up. I need it and want it right now. Right now. I want to challenge you this whole thing this morning, this whole story, is about God coming to Moses and to Aaron and say, go 3 days journey out in the wilderness and sacrifice something. Give me something. If you want to see God move in your life, take your faith, connect it with your finances, and watch God move. But it can't be a casual thing. It can't be a $2.50 thing. If it's a sacrifice, it has to hurt. I understand when the preachers start talking about money, it makes you a little bit uncomfortable. Because somebody says the $1,000 line over here and the $500 line over here and $100 and all the rest of y'all come later. I understand why it's such a sensitive thing in the church. However, I'm not going to let anybody make me miss my blessing.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You got to try it. You got to try it. Something, and that is, I want you to come to the altar if you have a need on your heart, and I want you today to seed your need. Whatever it is that you need, give it to God. See, the little boy has a fish, two fish. In his hand is nothing. He takes it and he seeds it in the hands of the prophet. They lift it up, they pray, and God begins to supernaturally divide. Whatever you need, sow it. Come to the altar. Whatever you need, sow it. Whatever you need, sow it. Whatever you need, sow it. Sow it. You're going to have an opportunity before you leave to sow it. I know this is not like we generally do things at Life Changing, but if we want to go to the next level, I got to challenge you and you got to challenge me and we got to together go. But you got to sow it in order for it to happen. You can't keep coming to God and say, God, I'm going to take from you, but I'm not going to put anything in the kingdom. You got to put it in the kingdom and you want to get something out of it. You got to sow it. You got to sow a seed. And I want to challenge you to do something else as well. When you come to this church and you bring your tithes and offerings, every time you write a check in this church, you better name your seeds on that check. You better call it something. You just throw something in there and just say, okay, that's my tithe. But you're not naming it. It's a miss. Tell God what you want. God, I'm sowing it and I want A and I want B and I want it to look like this. Your check should not even, nobody understand it because you got stuff just written all over the check. But you better name your seed. Whatever it is that you need, sow it. Sow it. Whatever it is that you need, sow it. I want to speak to someone in this house today. I want to challenge you to become a tither. I want to challenge you to become a tither. If you see what God is doing in your life now, imagine what God is going to do, is free to do, when you show Him that you trust Him. Today is not one of those days where I want you to leave feeling good. Today is one of those days where we all need to leave saying, hey, how am I doing? Am I falling short? Of course. What can I do? I want to challenge you. Come to church and walk away. Well, I feel good. You feel good, but you do nothing about the way that you feel. No, baby, let's move up to the next level. I don't know about you, but I want to come a little higher. I want more than what I have. Am I talking to anybody here? Am I talking to somebody that wants more? Am I talking to somebody that wants to live in an overflow? Am I talking to someone that wants to live in abundance this morning? Whatever it is that you need, see it. show me your power. Less of me, more of you. That's what I need. Listen to them. Listen to them. Lord, for allowing us into your presence. You said in your word that your people perish for the lack of knowledge. So God, we come to you right now, Lord.